Really?
Okay. It
Hi.
was so quiet. I didn't know.
Oh,
Hey, I was actually juggling a few things and I wasn't exactly ready. I'm like, I can do it. I can do it. I'm here.
did pretty good. You did good, I think. Yeah, good.
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm just playing anyway, so I don't care.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
However,
What?
not exactly playing. After you posted about Facebook, I went back and started to look at Facebook
Yeah.
and their cap rate and some of the stuff that's going on with those guys.
Yeah.
And the parent Meta, which is they're pulling money out of Facebook and dumping it into AI, which is confusing the Facebook users, which is one of their problems. They have many. They have a lot of problems, actually, more than I thought. I mean, I've never paid attention to social media, none, which shows in everything I do. But what surprised me was how accurate your complaint is compared to current news cycles and even investigations, and how little anyone is doing about it or for it or anything. It's like the thing is a monster out of control, or else Zuckerberg and team are incompetent, or what? I don't know. But this, to me, after what you said, this is one of the issues that we talked about earlier about AI, and that is that AI doesn't have to come after you. It just has to screw up your plans. And so that you lose track of what you're doing, and you do stuff that you wouldn't do, or it opens the door for other people to be nasty. Not AI, it's not bad. It's allowing other people to be bad, and that's what's happening. So
I
anyway,
just,
that's my little pitch.
well, I had just noticed that because, you know, when you go on Messenger, there's your messages and then I think there's your requests or something. And I don't usually pay attention to any of that. You know, I mean, my messages, yeah, that's different. But in any case, I'm like, what is over here? And there was a lot of stuff over there. And I was like, oh, sorry. I don't know why it goes to that slot, but I missed a few messages, and all of a sudden I see my picture as a profile picture for somebody else. And I'm, you know, and they don't stop any of that. You know, there's just, they can steal whatever the heck they want and make it their own, you know, and then people will be fooled to think that it's my, you know, my profile. But here's the thing. Now Facebook, you know, wants you to pay so that you can be verified. So that when people trust your site, they see the little blue, you know, logo, whatever it is. And I'm like, you know what? It's just such a money grab everywhere.
Yeah, I agree with that. If their act is flawed, they should pick up the tab on making it unflawed. Not you, not me, not us.
Yeah, everybody who wants
Yeah.
to be verified as if, you know, oh God. It's just It's
Very
just
interesting
less
stuff.
and less appealing. You know, unlike we've said before, it doesn't matter how many people follow you. If you you know, aren't posting on a regular basis, then your algorithm goes down. And you know, then you become insignificant. So then whatever you're putting out there, it doesn't get seen. And then you only have the same few people commenting or you know, seeing it.
I mean, I don't know what active is or not active, but I mean, I have been using Facebook quite a bit over the last year or so, and I still get the same four people. I mean, they're fine. Probably wouldn't want anybody anyway, but it's like when I started to post today about floppy feathers, I thought, I'm not going to spend a lot of time here, and I left there, went right to New York right away and started talking to the New York Times.
Yeah,
And I
that's
thought,
good.
come
Way more
on.
bang for your
So
buck. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I got two responses back from the Times that were automated. But the point is that I think that, that's what I've been going to do anyway, as soon as this thing broke with Kirkus Reviews. And so that's what I did, and I'm happy I did because now I don't really feel like I'm being thrown into a black hole of misinformation and crap, you know. So yeah. What else?
What else? I don't know. I feel like I don't know, how could I say, like maybe the tide is receding and people are being left with their own real emotions and souls. It's like, oh my God, I'm anymore, you know? And they're just,
I'm losing your signal, losing your signal.
all right, like that. Is that better? Better?
Yeah, it always is. Whenever you say it's that better, then it's all of a sudden instantly better.
Yeah, I don't know. Who
What?
knows? But yeah, you know, and just people realizing that they really do have problems. You know, that they're just, it's too much already. And yeah.
So that's so what you're, I guess what you're saying there is that that's be a natural function of what's going on is it's just catching up to everybody. We're starting to say this is really it's bad and
Well,
I'm
for me
fed up with
personally, yeah, for me personally, it's, you know, I'm getting a lot of, I should have listened to you. Yeah, I should have listened to you. I thought I had it and I should have listened to you. I'm like, this is what I keep trying to
from
stress.
yeah.
You know, it's like
But I
if,
mean, but on the one sense, that's good for you, isn't it? And
oh yeah,
that's an
oh
that's a
yeah,
force multiplier for you.
sure. I know. It just, to me, I mean, I just look at it like, why didn't you just listen to me from the beginning? You know, you'd be so much further along right now. And,
Yeah.
you know, and the truth is, like in my post, it's hard. It's not easy. And so, I don't know. There's a misunderstanding as to, you know, we can wing it, we can handle it, we can carry it, we can. And it's like, okay, but you're carrying a lot of weight unnecessarily. And you don't know it. And finally, it starts to break. And then it's like, oh my gosh, help me, help me, help me.
So, what if you said I'm just not available anymore? Because I told you already and you didn't listen. So now I'm busy. Call me in a month.
I have not said that yet. No, I haven't said that. I mean, there are plenty of people who, you know, I've counseled, and then it's, you know, for whatever reason, they've got it or something. I'm like, all right. Then they realize, you know, shoot, I didn't have it at all. I'm like, yeah. So then, you know, of course, they come back. They always come back. But then there's the others who have damaged the relationship. So if they have damaged the relationship, then, you know, it's going to be a little harder for them.
Yeah. So this is this mostly these are people that are in a relationship that's going south and they're trying to either save it or how to walk or whatever.
Yeah, all kinds of things. Everything is a relationship. Everything. You know, people think, well, I'm just trying to balance, you know, like my personal life and my business and, or, you know, work people, whatever. And that's, it's like we have to realize that's all there is. There's nothing else. So it's not like, you know, you got an isolated case. Well,
That's a good point.
you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
And don't know, just to me, I listen for a while, you know, just because they have to let it out. They're carrying too much. And even though I already understand and know the direction we're going here, I just let them, you know, like kind of exhale. And then I take them through pretty much what they don't want to hear. It's like, okay. And then, and then I don't know, it's just kind of funny because then we get to the end, and by the end of the call, I mean, we're both on fire. They're feeling really good. Like, oh my gosh, it's just like, I'll take them back up. Yeah. And breathe life into them again. Yeah. Yep. And you know what gets me is that what? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yeah.
Okay.
I just
Okay.
I'm thinking of your process like an artificial environment, vegetable packing house where they keep vegetables plump by keeping the humidity high so that the
Okay.
vegetables suck up water. They keep plump. What you're doing is you're blowing water into these people, keeping them plump,
Right.
plumpy.
Right. Water into them. Water. It's living. That's exactly what I'm doing. But I mean, not artificial motivation. It's like there's actually a reason for it, like I just give them clarity.
You ever been thrown out of a grocery store?
I have.
Probably not, huh?
No,
Have
I
you?
have.
But
Why?
that was for, well, because if you take a bucket of water to a grocery store and then start putting the produce in the vegetables in or the fruits that you want to buy, like oranges and so forth. If the
Yeah.
oranges, if they float, they're dry. If they sink, they're good. And so you want to sink your oranges. And they're rare, very rare. And so you stand there and you say, these should sink and they're not, they're floating. These are dry. They've obviously been, hot
Yeah.
house kept and they're not very good and they'll be returned or whatever. Pretty soon the manager, you'll meet the manager pretty quick.
Yeah.
But you probably got thrown out because of some federal law. What did you get thrown out for?
Yeah. Well, not a federal law. I wouldn't put it that way. No. But they were trying. Yeah. You know me. Yes, that was me.
Yes, I do.
The cashier got so mad at me. Oh my God, she was so mad. She was actually running away from me and flipping me off with both hands. I'm thinking to myself, you know what? You can't treat me that way. That's not right. You work here. But yeah, it was rough for a minute.
So who has the obligation in that case? Do you have an obligation as a consumer to treat her? Or does she have an obligation as an employee to treat you? Doesn't that
Treat
work
us
both
right.
ways?
Treat us.
Well, yeah, I mean, it works both ways, doesn't it? Don't you both have an obligation in that case?
Sure, I wasn't doing anything to her. I was causing no pain, John.
No pain, but you're calling, well, but you're obviously violating her book of rules, yeah?
Well, her belief system.
Well, okay. So now she's painful then. That's pain, isn't
No, I'm not putting any pain upon her. You can't control me by saying I'm hurting you for not following your rule. That's not pain. No. You can't impose upon me and tell me to cover my face. And if I don't, I'm going to hurt you. No, it doesn't work that way.
I'm going to hurt you? Is that what's going on?
Well, that's
No.
the implication that if I don't
Yeah.
wear a mask, I'm going to hurt her.
Oh, I see.
Or
Okay.
I
Yeah.
am hurting her.
Yeah.
And it's like,
Okay.
no, this is my right.
Yeah.
And I've done nothing to you. Yeah. It was just a belief system that I'm sure she looks back on now and, regrets.
Yeah,
Because her
that's
belief.
lightened up everywhere anyway. I mean, I think the country itself generally regrets the whole thing.
Well, because it was a scam. The whole thing is a scam, and people are just wicked to each other, about controlling the other who doesn't have the same belief. And it's like, this is our earth too. We live here.
Yeah. Yeah, we
Anyway,
have a book coming
that's
out. Yeah, we have a book coming out just all about that whole kind of stuff. Control.
TikTok.
Have you looked at that thing I just posted today, didn't you, about floppy feathers? I think you saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the Last Supper?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like,
That should get people's attention. Yeah. I might put all the players in that spot. Like, I might put Hildegard in there and Thomas Aquinas and everybody.
Yeah.
But I might as well lead with the top guy. And
Well, nobody knows what's coming. That's the bottom line. Nobody knows. There are people who have read the game, and they're onto it, right? And then there's people who have read Deals Danger Destiny and loved it, and obviously you left them hanging, and so we need the second book. But the trifecta, they just don't know yet because nobody's read all three books. Yeah. So there's no way to know. And I think, with this last award in the category of spirituality and religion, that may have surprised a lot of people because, the assumption is the game is, shallow.
Yeah, I suppose, or shallow. Maybe that's a little unfair, but it's really maybe not that interesting or something, or it's rehashed old material or what, I don't know.
And just
Shallow
the
gets
mere
shallow.
reference. Yeah, but the mere reference, it's a game. So if you're talking about love and relationships and then we're calling it a game, people get offended. It's like it's not a game.
That becomes a dating game or whatever it is. Yeah.
Right. Yeah,
All right, I can see that. Yeah. I can see that.
But I'm not worried about it because it's all gonna come together. People can
Oh
understand
yeah.
that there's a little
Yeah,
bit
I know. I
more.
heard. Yeah. No, I was just sitting, in fact, last night thinking about some of the things that you've talked to me about in the past about lightening up and just letting the kind of let the
Right.
universe service you, if you let it. It's boy, it's hard to do, but I've had a lot of things happen in our context in the last several days, where I have actually tied it to outside research that doesn't relate to you and I directly, but relates to other research done by other scientists who support what I'm talking about. And one of them is one of my favorites, who is Rupert Sheldrake, who is a biologist and is a very popular guy in the UK.
Yeah.
And he comes to Washington every year. But anyway, one of his books, he's got many books that have to do with angels and spirituality and about animals. He's done a lot of research in animals, and has one of his books is How Your Dogs Know When You're Coming Home, or something like that. It's like a
Yeah.
dog book.
Yeah.
And it's this, and there's innate. Some people have an innate quality about them that has to do with their own intuition and not about learned experience. And that's the definition of innate, that it's part of your intuitive history, not part of your experience history. It's who you are. It's who your brain is, not who your processed body is. And there's markers that you put down, and how it affects people. And what's happened is that in this last period of time, the NGC 234 watches have come in. The prototypes, various prototypes, and I have been wearing them here and there, and I am stunned at the accuracy of the Sheldrake research. I'm just knocked back at how accurate that was, of how it connects the people that you associate with the item. It's like an amulet.
Yeah, I agree.
It's very high value. And it's serious, and it grabs you, and you just can't get away from it. It's like you know it's there, and you can't discard it. And then I went on to research the more Sheldrake stuff, how the FBI has taken this very concept into their clandestine services, to where they will now not let their agents, if they're tailing someone, they will not, the agent cannot stare at the same place on the perp's body all the time. They have to keep moving their eyes around. They cannot stare on their back, for example, and keep their stare there, because pretty soon the guy's going to know they're there for no other reason than that's what he's doing. Same concept behind these watches, and I think your shoes are going to be the same way. Exactly.
Most definitely.
You won't be able to
I
put those
can
shoes away, you know. Funny.
I know. Yeah. I'm excited. I,
I mean,
you know,
we're right in the middle of a scientific experiment. I mean, I didn't see that coming at all. I didn't. I should have, because I've studied it, you know, and I studied. I mean, should I? I wrote a book about it. You'd think I'd know, but all of a sudden, it's like, you know. I'm in my own arena, so I don't recognize it. I can see it someplace else, don't see it wherever I'm at. And then I hit and it hits me. I have studied this, seen it, researched people, interviewed people, wrote a book about it, and I still missed it. And then I put on the watch and I think, holy shit, it's all true. Everything I wrote and said is true. Everything I studied is true. It was, I think I used the word spooky. It was spooky to have such a proof of concept come in so fast and so hard. It was
Right.
spooky.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I you know, my key that I wear that diamond, like a Tiffany necklace with the
Yes.
key.
Yes.
And I mean, I haven't taken that off in years. It's just, you know, it's me. And that was when it was given to me, he told me, Marley, this is yours, this is you, this wear, you know, this is yours. And but he said it so emphatically, like it wasn't like a sentimental gift of any kind at all. It was more of who I was.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just don't take it off. Well, it broke. My chain broke, and I was like, oh man. And I hadn't been wearing it, I don't know, maybe 3 months. Just, you know, I said, all right, well, move on. And finally, I was like, no, it's time. I'm gonna get that fixed. And when I put it back on, I was like, oh, there I am.
Yeah.
The
Yeah.
same thing. Yeah. All of a sudden it was like, yeah, I feel like me again. And so I know what you're saying. And then with my watch too, when I put it on, the world.
Yeah. I'm gonna go back and pull out from the library The Physics of Angels. I don't have the dog book, but I've got some other books from him. A couple of letters. He and I have exchanged letters as well, and I'm gonna reread that because I think that I just hit my own proof of concept. And I might even read my own research. Haha, imagine that. Read myself. However, I was cited at the Cambridge Library, which made me feel happy.
You were. What'd they say?
Well, they just cited my research. Somebody was doing a research
Oh,
paper
okay. I see what you're saying.
from Cambridge University and cited my research. I thought, well, that's
Very
cool.
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
So, anyway.
Anyway, our world, diving deep into the pages. Into the pages and into the multiverse, flying around.
We've had some nice comments on this podcast as well recently. Yeah, we've had some nice comments that people are
Maybe you don't share. I don't
well,
know.
I publish them. I publish them. They go out, they get published on Spotify. That's why I don't talk about them, because they're published. It's public.
Okay.
But essentially, one of our biggest fan is Stephen,
Yeah.
bigger, and he is he comments quite often about how, whatever the impact is of what we're saying. And he's very positive about it, or and then some people who I don't know will make a comment about something, and they will make a position. They'll take a position. They won't be complimentary. They'll take a position, like this is not how it is, it's this way or something. Like they're not being punitive, but they're correcting whatever it was. And
They're being a
that's
part of the
great.
conversation.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
good. Yeah, I like that.
And so they're listening.
Well, that's great. And I finally got back to my podcast. I finally did that. And sometimes it just you got to roll with whatever it is I'm doing. Something's got to give. And then you do the rounds, and then you come back around, and you get to it again.
Of course,
Yeah, I don't
circle of
stress about it.
life, I think. I really think that's how everything is. I'm probably the man who does too much. I've been told that.
Okay.
I work until I fall asleep, as opposed to work hours. I work until I fall asleep. But I think you do the same thing.
I
I mean,
do the same thing.
yeah.
I do. As a matter of fact, I allowed myself yesterday not to do that. And I said, you know what? Just I'm gonna go to bed. And like, you're gonna go to bed? Yeah, I
What?
Exactly. Oh gosh. And I think it's just life how, when I was a wife and mother, homemaker, whatever, and everybody needed me all the time, that was different. And then when it was just, well, it was me and my kids, and they still needed me all the time. But as they started to grow and I got to have more time myself, it's like, tuh, these are my hours. It could be 24/7 if I wanted it to be. These are my
Yes.
hours, and I'll do it when I say I'm going to do it.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's lovely.
But do you overtax yourself then in that basis? Do you work too much? How do you decide you're going to have free time? When do you take it? In the morning
Oh.
or afternoon or ever?
No, I just my pause is longer. Like for example, you've got a checklist I got to do. And I could roll it around at any time. Because I'm flexible, and then I can decide it's not really that important right now, and I'll wait, and I'll give things that I feel is necessary right now, like for example, walking the dogs, or grounding, just being out in the sun, going to the spa, taking a nap, meditating.
You put these things on a box checklist, like you check
No,
off.
I don't put
Oh,
them on a
okay.
box, but I live my life and then fit other things in there. Most people fit, all those other things first and then they don't get to themselves.
And you do it just the reverse?
Yeah. Yeah, I
I
do.
see. It's all
And
That's
I tell
pretty.
you, it's just really amazing how when you take your time back, let go and let God, and know that it's not going to happen until basically I say it's going to happen. And what I mean by that is if there is that call or that email or that whatever it is I need to do, it's like I'm going to get to it. Just not right now.
So is your house full of projects then, all over the place? Every 15 or 20 inches is a project sitting there waiting for you?
No, I wouldn't say that so
Every 6
much.
feet?
But there is, I wouldn't call them projects. I'm just surrounded by things that I love.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they're stationary and they're happy where they are. You're not waiting to move them or box them or whatever it is, or
Well, right now, yeah, I'm looking to move, so they're all going to go in a
oh yeah,
box
okay,
again.
that's different. That's different. But I mean,
Okay.
if you're in a permanent I mean, it's like I'm visual. I'm a visual learner. So if I don't see it doesn't exist. And so I keep everything out. If
Think
I
about
go
what you
if
just said. If you can't see it, it doesn't exist.
well yeah, okay. All right. Let me strap on here so I can get through this.
So anyway.
So as a visual learner, I tend to not have drawers. Closet doors were usually open. People have filing cabinets. I have, with an office environment, I have two drawers. That's it. Two drawers. I'm not even sure what's in there necessarily. I have open
Well,
shelves.
yeah. I like open shelves. I like to see everything too. I need to have my books like there. If I just want to walk over and pull it off the shelf, that's where I want it.
That's right.
Right. So it's, I've got books piled on my desk and I've got, papers and just stuff. And then of course all my creative works as well. And I look at it and I just go, God, I love you. I love you. Thank you. They're all my friends.
Yes, they are. So do you talk to them just like that?
I
Decide
don't
you
know.
love them.
If I feel that way at the moment, I definitely do. Like for example, this morning, I was looking for one of my, I'm going to just say a book. I was looking for a book and I couldn't find it. And I'm thinking to myself, what? It's always right here. Where is it? And I'm not freaking out, but I'm thinking, where is it? Because it's always right here. And so as I'm looking around, I find a book behind my dresser. And I'm like, oh, there it is. But then when I pull it out, I'm like, oh, that's not it. And it's Your Word Is Your Wand by Florence Scovel Shinn. And love this woman. I love this woman. And I'm thinking, okay, I know I meant to read this book and I haven't read it, but it's like almost a square book, kind of big, like a almost like 7 inches or something square. Not a lot of pages. There's only 40. But what she did was she basically wrote a book of affirmations. And I'm like, God, it's really good, and I'm just like, God bless you. I love you. That's right. And it's wonderful. Like she says, there is no competition on the spiritual plane. What is mine is given me under grace. Yes. 100%. So, me and Flora's got it going on. And the reason why I resonate with that so much is because, when I tell the analogy of the tree, right, the Christmas tree with all the gifts, they all have your name on it. There's no competition. They're all yours. It has your name on it. So when she talks about what is mine is given me under grace in, the book, in the game, grace is knowing what to say and when to say it. So remember, everything is created by the word. So you got to know what to say and when to say it. And that is when your gift is given. Not just me knowing what to say. I'm just, but the word was with God, right? So as our breath, when we control our breath and we speak these words, we are creating. And that's what she's saying. It's mine already. Yes, it is. Ugh. And then she wrote this thing so long ago. Let me see. I actually had to look it up to verify. It's kind of what prompted my post today. Did you read my post today?
Well, I read, I guess I read last night's post.
No, today's. This is 1928. 1928, John. It's like the idea of the power of your word, manifestation, positivity, you you bring about what you speak about, right? It just all this stuff has been going on and on and on for decades, centuries. Do people understand what how we create? And we're at a point right now where, you know, the focus, of course, is to create more abundance in our life because everybody's hurting. We don't have enough. And it shouldn't be that way at all. This is where we live. This is the existence, and there's plenty for everybody. And so many people are hurting, and that's a control mechanism. So my point is that so many people are making money off the idea of you don't know the secret. You
So
don't.
the secret, the name of the book is The Secret.
No, that's another book. This one is Your Word Is Your Wand.
Okay, all right. Well, your post this morning was about The Secret, was it not?
I started out that way.
Okay,
Yeah, I
all
used
right.
that
I just
as.
pulled it up just now. Okay.
Because I remember it was about 2012 where it was the craze. You know, like, have you seen The Secret? Have you seen The Secret? And everybody's just like, oh my God. You know, and this idea that we could create by what we think about and about vibration and everything. And, you know, everything goes in swells of some people believe it, other people don't believe it, they ignore it, whatever. So it takes a while to catch on. And now we're in this kind of vortex where more and more people are understanding. All of a sudden, we've got a lot of experts who are talking about, you know, energy and vibration, Tesla, and how you manifest, and blah, 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 blah. And people are cashing in on it because other people don't know because they're still broke. And I'm thinking to myself, it's evil. Evil. It's twisted again, taking a good thing, twisting it for money.
Yeah, that's why I like George Carlin so well.
Why?
Because if you twist it, the people twisted for money are those are the ones that are trying to. The equivalent was to tape sandwiches to your body.
Right.
The going for happiness, whatever he said
Right.
something like that anyway.
Well,
And I think it's a hollow victory. Stuff is a hollow victory.
when things become popular, you know, like the way it is now with manifestation, the idea that we are energy, you know, trying to understand the correlation between, you know, the words in the Bible to spirituality and, you know, all these different religions and belief systems and things like that, trying to understand the whole thing. And we're getting more knowledgeable. More knowledgeable. It's another playground. We're getting knowledgeable. But still, it's not the answer. And so, what's happening is even people who, you know, have just dabbled in it, they don't really know, are still, you know, setting up shop and saying, but I'll teach you the secret because I've made all this money. No, you haven't.
Well, yeah, I don't, but I don't see, I can see where you could manifest. I don't want to use the word manifest, but you could exercise change by your philosophy, by your book, literally, by your book, literally. I see the curiosity in people forces them, frankly, I think, to be looking in other avenues all the time. I don't know anyone that's happy by sitting. I mean, people just die if they become happy and sit like quote unquote fat, dumb, and happy, they die.
But
There's no incentive.
we don't want to work. We don't want anything that's hard. You know, we're conditioned to take the easy route because we're so taxed, tired, burnt out. You know, it's like, okay, I'm not getting all my nutrients. I'm too tired to cook. It's like, all right, I can't go through the drive-through. What am I going to do? Well, then, you know, the whole school of fish, we all go over to GNC and start loading up on, you know, supplements instead of actually, you know, buying and cooking real food.
Well, In-N-Out has got the second location coming into Washington State. I don't know where it is.
We like In-N-Out.
I know you do. I know you do. That's why
I...
I've never been to one. That's why I want to go find one.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what they
Holy
are.
cow.
Never
Yeah.
been to In-N-Out. I've been to other stuff, but not to In-N-Out. And
Well,
you
you
keep
know.
talking about it, so I want to find this one and figure out what the
Good.
hell.
Yeah. Yeah, I
What do I
can't.
order? What do I get at In-N-Out if I'm too tired to cook, for example? Using your example, for example. I
Well,
just get
there's
a hamburger.
it's just burger and fries and drink. That's all it is.
That's all.
That's all it is. And then,
Oh.
however you want it. Like for
And
me,
it, yep. How do you get yours?
I get a double meat, no cheese, mustard fried with raw and grilled onions.
You can
And
do
chop.
all that,
Oh yeah,
and they'll do it for you.
and chopped
Wow.
chilies.
All on the patties, all there,
All
on
there.
between, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's not between the meat.
It's on the bun or somewhere.
Yeah, mustard fried. Your burgers are
Yeah.
mustard fried. And of course, it comes with lettuce and tomato. And
Yeah.
I like raw onion. And I like, the grilled onions too. Not
Sure.
always, but sometimes because they're kind of sweet. And chopped chilies. I don't
Like
like
chilies, you like, okay.
the yellow chilies, the little yellow chilies. They can
Yeah,
be
I know.
spicy.
Yeah, I was using pepper and seed today.
Peppuccinis are good, but they're not hot like these lovely yellow
No,
peppers.
they're more like pickles and sauerkraut.
Right.
I opened up a new sauerkraut this morning, and I've been topping off the fluid with pickle juice.
Yeah.
And just not just mindlessly doing it, because I got to top it off because of the way it sets up. And yeah, so what I have now is I have stringy pickles. The sauerkraut took on the taste of the pickle juice, so now I have these strings of pickles instead of sauerkraut, and
Yeah.
actually it tastes pretty good.
Good. I don't eat anything out of the jar.
It's like a glass jar. I mean,
I
it's a
know.
very.
I just don't do it. Like that
Why?
whole condiment aisle, I don't need anything from there.
Why? What's wrong with glass?
Nothing's wrong with glass. It's all the crap they put in it.
Oh, well, I'm talking about I make my own stuff.
Yeah. No, your stuff is
This is
fine.
what I eat out of my own glass jar that I made myself.
Yeah. No, we're not talking about that. That's good. I'm just
Okay.
talking about the condiment aisle at the store.
No, I don't do that either.
Yeah. If you
I don't
start
do that either.
reading those labels, it's like, what are we eating here? Why do you have to
Yeah.
put all that stuff in there?
By the way, my new water thing came and it's cool.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's cool. It's easy to use. It looks odd at first, and then you realize. And then when you, now I've been using a Brita, all right?
Yeah.
And I thought I was doing a good thing. Okay. Not to put Brita down because they do a good thing, but I use this thing. Dramatic difference. Dramatic difference.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. I didn't realize.
That's right.
This thing takes it all out.
Well, what, tell me what it is.
I forgot, but
Oh.
I'll tell you tomorrow or the next day.
Okay.
But it's just it's a pitcher with a very sophisticated filter system. It's not an installed thing or whatever it is. They'll sell you all that stuff, but I didn't want to do that. I just want to get a pitcher that I can watch and control and watch. And they give you a bag that you force water through the filter the first three or four times. You literally force it through
Yeah.
like a squeeze bag to
Yeah.
make sure that you get the thing ignited and going right. And then you install it, put it in, and I did a couple of those dry runs, pour it out and did it again, pour it out and did it again. So I was satisfied that I had it really primed and ready to go, and everything was doing right, that I did it, tasted the water, and it was sweet, wonderful. Just God, it was just completely different water
Yeah, well, how
than I'm
much was
used
it?
to. Seems to me it was like around $80 for everything, including three filters.
Really?
Yeah.
And where'd you get it? Amazon?
Yeah, someplace. I went to, I mean, it's the internet. I'll go find a box. Let me see. Let me take you with me here.
Well.
I must have it here somewhere. I'll go find it. I feel like an old man today for some reason.
I'm really into water. I've been doing water for a long time.
Well, I know
Like,
that. You are the queen of
oh
water, that's for
my
sure.
gosh. I've done a lot. And for a while there, I was selling what was it called? Well, we're gonna call it magic water. And it was $50 a bottle. Oh
That's
gosh.
pretty magic-y stuff, yeah.
Oh my God. But you know what though? Seriously, it was really magical. And I don't know what was in the water. Well, it was what it wasn't in the water. You know, it was very high frequency water, and you only needed a little bit out of the bottle to add to your own water. Okay, so
Oh,
you
I
just,
see.
yeah,
Okay.
you just add a little bit. Oh God, I have a funny life, man. I have a story, but so anyway, yeah, I was doing that for a while, and then unfortunately, you know, the principal of the company and stuff, it was not good. I had to leave. I'm like, I'm out. So I really did enjoy the water, but I'm out. That happens all the time. You know, that's always it. It's the people who just don't have integrity or whatever, and I gotta leave. I can't stay. I won't put up with it.
I get that. This, by the way, the company is called Clearly Filtered.
Okay.
That's the one that I bought from anyway.
Clearly filtered. Okay.
And it's clearlyfiltered.com. And trying to think where they're if they have an address in here. Anyway, that's it. And there's you'll see the pictures and how they operate. And they sell a whole bunch of stuff, but I got the basic unit that sits on your counter. And they have filtered bottles. They have fridge. They do it in the refrigerator. They do all kinds of stuff. They have under sink filters. You know, all the stuff you expect. I don't know whether they're.
How come it says $296?
Is that how much it says? I didn't.
John, that's not $80. Where did you get that from?
Maybe I forgot. For the picture on the top of the counter.
Yeah. Well, it says here, if you get the filter with, let's see, clearly filtered number one filtered water pitcher, blah, blah, $46.95. So if you only get the pitcher with the one filter, it's $46. And
All right.
then, yeah, but then
That's
this
what I
one, what?
got. I got the picture with the one. That's what I got. I got the $46 model, and then I agreed to have them send me every 3 months a new filter. And I think you pay for that in advance. Replace filter every 2 to 3 months, and I got a 3 month replacement automatically, like I said, auto ship. So because I don't want to, have to remember what I was doing there, so they're shipping me automatically. And their support team and their so forth and so on.
So this has chlorine reduction. Oh, you'll get me on the water kick again. I'll be doing my research. Yeah,
Yeah,
but
go ahead.
you could definitely add up.
I didn't feel like this was going to do any harm. I mean, I felt like this was going to beat, this is a whole order of magnitude better than the what I was using. And what triggered it was the new federal law change to get rid of the forever chemicals, which this does. And I thought that by itself is a step in the right direction. So
Yeah.
I
What a
it
big
I
business water is.
yes, can you imagine
Oh my
a free
God.
resource?
I know. We
It's
have to
free.
pay for water.
And we have to buy it in the grocery store in bottles.
Yeah, and trust that it actually does what it's saying it's going to do, which, you know, in those plastic bottles, no.
According to this thing, this clear thing that I got takes out 365 plus contaminants in the, of the water of your tap water. That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, did it take out fluoride? You know?
I haven't gone through the list specifically. It must be somewhere.
Yeah, it says
But
here clearly filtered one filtered pitcher for fluoride slash water filter pitcher with affinity filtration. Targets 365 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, BPA. Oh, that's good. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I like
So it does
this.
all that stuff. Well, it's pretty convenient, actually. I thought at first it was cumbersome, but it's not. I like it. I just like it all the way around. And it tastes really good.
Well,
The water does.
yeah.
So is there any food value in the water then if I take everything out of it?
Well, food value. You want crystal clear water. You know, if anything, you want to supplement with minerals. You can put minerals in your water, but you can also take like Celtic salt.
Yeah, I got all that figured out already. I was just trying you on.
Thanks. I was telling you about my magic bottle of water, right? And so my girlfriend Marie and I, we are part of this group, let's say. And in this group, there was a guy who does like these, I don't know, detoxing ceremonies, something like that. And we're like, yeah, sure, we'll do that, you know. And there was no cost. Okay. He was going to just do this. He wanted to do this for us. I'm like, okay. So we meet him at the beach and we laid down on the sand and he's doing some sort of ritual and fanning me and doing all kinds of, I don't know.
Oh God, yes. Next. Oh,
And Marie is just sitting there watching because it wasn't her turn, it was just me. Oh my God. And so then after he's, you know, doing all of his dance and all that stuff, we go back and we sit at a picnic table and he's saying, well, you know, how do you feel? I'm like, good. And he's like, okay. And then he goes, all right, well, don't take a shower yet, but later on, I want you to make sure that you're taking a shower before you go to bed at night because you have to wash off the negativity from the day. Okay. So then at the end, he says to me, okay, now, is there anything you want to give me? I'm like, and I look at him and I said, well, I gave you the bottle of water. He looks at the white, yes, so a little 8 ounce bottle of water. And it seems like nothing, like absolutely nothing, but it's, you know, it's magic water. It's $50 bottle. Yeah. And he looks at it and he's all trying to be gracious. He's like, yes, okay. Yeah, okay. Oh, gosh. Me and Marie, we used to do the craziest things. I miss her. Yeah. Later on, she went back and had her turn, and it was on a like on a what do you call those things? The no gravity chair. And so she's on this no gravity chair, you know, she's leaning back and he's fanning her and doing whatever at the park under a tree, doing all the whatever the ritual to get rid of and da, 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 and I'm thinking to myself, come on. You know, yeah.
And it's, I mean, and the thing is, I mean, as I look at that, I mean, when you read about these people who they have these enormous success stories.
Who, the fanner
The
or the person?
fanner, yeah, the
Okay.
fanner. Yeah. Incredible the success stories. And I'm using I mean, anybody that can wave their hand over you, and remove the toxins from your body with a hand wave as an extraordinarily unusual person.
Sure. Well, it takes a lot of belief and a lot of faith in someone else.
Yes.
You know, in their
So
energy and all that
if
stuff.
I have a guy tell me that if I take a shower every night before I go to bed, to wash off all the bad energy from the day, okay. I mean, I know just basically from the hemostatic balance of my body that if I bathe in warm water at the end of the day, I'm going to feel better. Okay. That's biology. And nothing to do with this guy waving his hand over me. Right. But if you're going to charge me $500 for that,
Well, I never did know what his fee was, you know, but it wasn't something we needed to continue. And
What do you think?
and it's not to discount people who actually do have talent, you know, like, because everything is energy. And if you know how to manipulate the energy and all other stuff, but for the participant, you know, don't be so desperate to trust just anybody with your energy.
Well, but I think some of that is groupthink, in my opinion, of course. I think some of that is groupthink.
What do you mean?
Well, I think that the energy that these so-called unusual people have is they have the energy of the crowd.
But that's
They
a lot of
can,
energy.
they, I know it is, but they're still whipping up the crowd
Yeah.
to the point where the energy comes in. So, that's why the wave works at football games or whatever. It's energy. It's just plain old energy. But I don't think you should charge for that necessarily. Well, I mean, it's, I'm, if, you know, I'm sure it's a big tax base.
Remember when my ex's wife, she went to Bali for that whole thing that she went to. What is his name? I don't know, but there was like 2,000 people there, and they went into a meditation that was 5 hours long. Remember I told you that? I mean,
I mean, I've been to what we used to call them retreats when I was younger. You go to a retreat and you would meditation was part of the deal. And when I graduated from high school, from Loyola High School, it was a mandatory retreat. I had to go and do all that kind of stuff. I never thought I was getting my money's worth from that stuff. I always wanted, I'm not so much the Loyola retreat for graduation from high school, but I like to sit and listen to somebody tell me some information I can sort of, put in my wallet, kind of like in my bank of information.
Yeah, but you're paying for a lot of different things. You know, you're paying to get away from the lifestyle that you have right now. Sorry, I'm going on a retreat. I gotta go. So you're getting away. It's a vacation. You're meeting new friends. So you need a breath of fresh air. You know, you're gonna participate, whatever the retreat is about. You know, hopefully learn something. Hopefully eat something good. Environment. You know, you're paying for like a, you know, all-inclusive type of short
Yeah,
vacation.
I did a kayak trip that way one
Yeah.
time where it was that kind of a kumbaya kind of a trip.
Yeah.
And after, I don't know, after a few days, we were way up in the wilderness someplace. And that was kind of this communal thing. Also, I went down the Snake River a couple of times. And as it's fun to watch the camps get closer and closer together. And by the end of the trip, everybody's practically sleeping together when the trip first starts. You know, there's they cover the entire countryside. Every tent is 500 yards apart, and it all changes as the days go by, and you get to know people better and closer and better. So I've experienced with that, in my opinion. I mean, I have fond memories of it, I guess, but I'm very skeptical of stuff like that. I really am. I really feel like I'm being taken advantage of. And I just let's well, you know, like what else you got? I paid my money and this is the trip and it's great and we're meditating and if I had a better relationship with my dog, you know, it's none of your fucking business.
Yeah,
You
okay. Okay. Well, I mean, but you choose to be there, you know. That's it. If you chose it, you just got to go with it. You know.
I do go with it. I mean, I have. I've done it
Yeah.
twice. I've done
Yeah.
it twice. And I did it. I don't recall for sure whether it was really on my idea or whether I went with someone else or I was prompted or whatever. But anyway, I did it. So yes, I did it. One was mandatory and one wasn't. It was my own thing. I Yeah, okay. I mean, it's just an attitude, you know.
Craziest things, you know, just how we label stuff. You know, I could say that I went to a retreat too. I just went with my kids in the, you know, in the mountains with no camping gear whatsoever, and it was really dark and cold, and we were hungry. It's true. That's a true story. It's
Yeah,
terrible.
I do recall that I thought the food was a rip-off. They kept us from starving, but that was as good as it got. You know, a lot of couscous, which is fine. I like couscous, but not that well that I want to eat it, you know, all day and all night.
Yeah.
We were up against grizzly bears. We had, I mean, we were way the hell up in Canada, and
Wow.
it was we had to put our kayaks up and hang them vertical on rocks. To keep the bears from tearing them apart. It was interesting. I remember the one thing I do remember is I was stark naked with a cigar and a cowboy hat on in front of a fire keeping warm. And I and they had our camp was away from the crowd, so I wasn't displaying myself in front of everybody. I was just there. And that was an interesting feeling to be in the pitch black of night with a cigar and a fire and a cowboy hat and, you know, and God knows where I was, who knows where I was anywhere. And just thinking about stuff. And I don't know. I
Yeah.
don't know.
Well.
I bumped into whales. I've done all kinds of stuff like that. But I just don't, I just think that there's an awful lot of, if you believe what you're doing, there's merit in that, I guess. I mean, it's just like I mean, I believe in your power. I believe in your personal power.
Yeah.
And I'm the biggest skeptic that ever walked. Truly. I mean, I'm for me to believe in you is a huge testament to who you are. Just because I don't believe in anything. You know?
Wait a minute. Somebody called in. I lost you.
For me to believe in you is a big deal. Because I don't
Yeah.
believe
Yeah.
anything. So it's not a big public, it's not a big public deal. It's just that based on my MO, you know, for me to think in terms of your power is very unusual for someone like me. For someone like me, and specifically me, I don't mind that stuff. I just don't.
Right.
And I've got a lot of training that would say I should buy into it, and I don't. It gets worse instead of better. I see flaw after flaw after flaw, and yet for some reason, you're different. You just are. And I'm not blowing smoke at you, you just are. It's just matter of fact. And you carry yourself that way too, I think. I think people recognize that in you.
I don't know. I don't know. I can just I look at everything that we're talking about, you know, whether it Europe camping in Canada or something, or I'm hiking on the in the Boy Scouts, or there's a retreat to go to, or it's none of that's the answer. It's just stuff you're doing. That's all it is, you know. It's like, I mean, not to knock the Boy Scouts or anything, but we were there for a bit. I've got three boys, and you know, it's just something to do. I mean, if you get up to Eagle, That's different, I suppose. I don't know. My boys didn't make Eagle. They were done after a while, but again, it's just your crowd. It's your high school, it's your club, it's your whatever that you're doing at the moment, but it's still just rotating around and they may or may not be life friends. I don't have life friends from those things.
No, right.
Right. They're just
That would
activities.
be rare. That would be rare. It's
Right.
just activity.
And so that's, with all these activities, something to do. I remember when Emma and I went to see Tony Robbins, and this guy was like, "Oh my God, it's your first time." And, I'm like, "Yeah, I brought my daughter." And he's like, "This is my seventh time. You're gonna love it." And I'm thinking, seventh time? Why? It's not cheap by any means. And it's like, why didn't you get it the first time? You had to be a firewalker every single time or what? I just don't.
When you're having this conversation, all I can see is you sharing the cover of Tony Robbins and cracking the rich code five or six times. I'm thinking, wait a minute,
I forgot. Oh, oops. Well, but that's a true story. I mean, and literally, you think this way. It's like, well, is it not working or what is it? You just enjoy the hype. I didn't make any lifelong friends from that, and there were thousands of people there.
Yeah,
But you know
funny,
what?
isn't it?
I can make, like, I recognize that friend immediately. The moment I hear a voice, it's like, oh, that's my people. That's us.
If you were to bump into someone at one of those things, you would take
Yeah,
them with you. Is
yeah.
that what you're saying?
I've never done that. I've never done that. Taken away, like, and just my people at one of these functions.
Yeah. Well, because they're not your, yeah.
Yeah. Let me think for a minute. Maybe I have to retract that. Because with the MLMs, those are fun. Even if they don't work out, you don't make a dime, whatever, but they are fun. It's an
Yeah.
expensive ride, but you meet a lot of good people and you get experience. And somehow or another, that if you do it right, that's a stepping stone to your next thing. And if you maintain those relationships and those matter, it's all about maintaining the relationship.
So, I mean, MLM in the context of Amway, for example,
Yeah, any
something like
network
that.
marketing company,
Yeah.
where it's the
Okay.
rah-rah and the product. And like I was part of New You for a while. New You was a CBD company and wonderful. It was great. That's where I met so many wonderful people and still friends to this day. Yeah. I don't regret that at all.
Okay. All right. Well, it could be some of who you are. I mean, you maybe are good at that.
Good at what?
Maybe you're good at meeting new people, making friends, meeting.
But there's a caliber of people. People who just everybody wants the best for themselves and for others. We're all into this together. Let's do this. And I don't know, you just got to maintain those relationships.
I mean, but that's everybody's, they all want to grow and they all want to make some money and they all feel MLM is the way they can do it and whatever it is. I mean, I don't know. It seems to be always the same, the top tier people make money, no one else does. And it's they bullshit people forever about that.
Yeah, kind of. It really depends on your perspective. Basically, you've got a suitcase full of stuff, go sell it. If you're gonna talk, if you're gonna think of it like a pyramid scheme,
Which is
well
what it is. Which is what it
then.
That's what it is.
Okay.
But see, you're overlaying it with friends, with you made friends with this thing.
You're right.
Because the people because your downline has to I mean it's a pyramid, literally. It's like shaped like a pyramid, right? And you are your own pyramid. Once you start, you're the head of your own pyramid. That's just the way it is. It's
Your
like it's
organization. Yes.
right. It's like the many worlds theory. Only every world is a pyramid.
Yeah, but isn't our
Okay.
family like that? Isn't the government like that? Isn't every structure like that?
Yes, but the implication there is that everyone can make that successful, and they can't.
Oh,
They
isn't that the
don't.
same with the government?
Yes,
With
of course.
everything, it's all
Yes.
top down.
Right. It's all top down and it all fades within the first three generations
So
because
then why
there's
do we
no
knock it?
incentive going forward. I mean, it's just like that. I mean, there's all sorts of things that tell us that if you've got a very successful patriarch in a family system, three generations go by and the whole thing is toast. It
Okay.
doesn't go beyond three generations. Corporations don't last for more than 75 years, good, bad, or indifferent. They just somehow unravel and have to change. So you get corporations now, they're very successful in they're in the 25 to 50 year range, and they're starting to have cracks. And you won't be able to recognize them in 25 or 30 more years. They'll be completely different. That's just the way it is. It's the way it is. Happened to Rome. In terms of empires, it takes about 250 years for the empire to come apart, like Rome, and now like the United States. But this
Yeah.
is history.
Yeah, but look what you're describing. What's cracking? Money. It's a structure of
Of
money.
course, of
Right.
course, it's money. Yes,
Yeah.
it's
You
money.
know what
It's
doesn't
always money.
crack? Love. If you do it right,
Yes.
love does not crack.
You are like the chalk fast in a keel. Yes, the perfect solution to keeping it together. I get that. I get
Yeah.
that.
So it doesn't matter what you're doing. It doesn't matter what it is that you choose to do. If you're doing it with the formula for love, you're going to succeed.
Yeah, but if I talked about you and the perfection of you and the book and
Yeah.
how well it's handled and how good it is all the time, it would be a circular conversation and it would be boring.
Are we boring?
No, we're not. That's because I'm not always telling you how goddamn great your book is. I know your book is great.
Yeah, but okay, but every conversation that we have, the foundation is both of our books. That's who we are.
Yeah, I know. I got it. I
You
got it.
know?
I've been working on my book all day. I know. Or I mean, getting it ready to market again. So it's fun. I like it. I like
Yeah.
talk about it. I like that. Well, I pitch your book a lot.
Thank you.
And you pitch mine too. I know. I know. I mean, it's like now we're pitching all three of them. It's fun. I mean, that's fun. That's fun.
Right.
But I'm still a skeptic. I'm a big time skeptic, really.
Of
Of
what?
everything.
I know.
I don't know, just of everything. Everything. I've
Yeah.
been bit so many times. I've been bit so many times. I'm a piece of raw meat, a mosquito factory. I mean, I really have been.
Yeah,
And,
but bit, describe bit.
well, disappointed in stories that
Okay.
were hucksterism or some other thing. I wanted to believe them because they were on their face valuable until I realized that the people that were telling the stories were crooked.
Yeah.
And that takes a lot away from the story. If the purveyor of the story turns out to be fake, then even though I don't care how good the story is, it loses all of its credibility.
That's right. But the world of money is literally like drifting on the whole, you've got to sell them what they want. Or no, tell them what they want. Is that how it goes? Tell them what they want? Yeah. Sell them what
Tell
they
them what they
want
want and give them what
it's,
they need.
and give them what they need. Sell them what they want, give them what they need. So you're promising all this pie in the sky because that's what people want. But then when you get on the other side, yeah, give them what they need. But a lot of times the people who are providing what they need are not qualified. So now you're just being sold promises.
So they wing it.
A
They wing it.
yes, and they're
I know.
taught to wing it.
Yes, I know that. I know. Yes, I do.
And this is how the pain keeps, circulating. And it's like, don't we all just get it? Stop just chasing the money. Stop overpromising, under-delivering. You don't want to do the work, you're not qualified, but you got to make a living. That's this whole episode that we're in.
When Kirkus reviewed Jill's Danger Destiny, in one of the Kirkus reviews, I find this interesting about what they gravitated toward. When I sold Sam Belsberg a boat, a big motor yacht, he bought it, and his wife had never seen it before. And I had it delivered from the East Coast to the West Coast. That's 6,000 miles in open ocean.
Right.
Had this boat delivered, comes to my dock. It's over 100 feet long. It's a great big goddamn yacht. And he brings his wife down. He drives up in his car. He's from Canada. Drives up. They walk down the ramp on the side of the building at the Marina Mart. She stands next to the boat. She looks at her husband, Sam Belsberg, and she says, "It's ugly." And she won't get on it. And he turns to me and he says, "Sell it." They went back to their car and they drove away. And
Yep.
that was that.
Because they could afford to.
Yeah, they could certainly afford to. And Kirkus, the Kirkus Review people, they went to that like a fish coming to a fly, of how unusual that was. And it's not a bit unusual if you've got a lot of money, you know.
Sure.
I mean, I've had people that fly up in a very expensive personal jet and park on the ramp next to someone who has a bigger one, and and 5 days later they've got a bigger jet again, even bigger. Because I'm not going to park my jet next to somebody else's bigger jet. It just doesn't show well. You know? I want a bigger one. I want it delivered now. So,
What are we doing?
what are you doing exactly? You're taping sandwiches to your body,
Yeah.
thinking that's the good thing. That's happiness.
Right.
Happiness, wealth and happiness are they just don't go together at all. They don't.
I know. I don't know if you've noticed on on Facebook, they have reels of decor. And the hot thing right now is gold accents. Okay, so you got
Okay.
marble countertops and gold accents and kind of rustic, throw some wood in there, whatever. And I think it's very telling. But again, it's like everything is rich. Like, for example, with Trump Towers, everything is gold. Everything's gold. And now all of a sudden we're into this design era where it's gold. These are telling signs of where we're going. We're going to be rich, everybody. Everybody is going to have more than enough to enjoy and to share.
So, but all that stuff then will be meaningless, because if everybody has what they want, then the power of the money itself would be completely gone.
Correct. So now what? You
Well,
can't
right. I mean, that
blame
puts
money
everybody out
anymore.
of business. I mean, that's gets rid of a whole bunch of stuff. You know, that makes my backpack and my couple of knives and some fire starters look pretty good.
Well, we'll
Because that's what I gravitate toward anyway.
We'll see how it turns out. We're moving there, but just to look at our world right now, and the signs are all there. People don't want to work. Inflation is way the heck too high. Nobody's making enough money to afford living anywhere. Everybody's complaining. They're upset, depressed. It's just terrible. But
And the people
yet,
who are making enough money to do whatever they want, I believe, if examined closely, are less happy than the people that are not making the money. I believe that they are less satisfied.
Well,
I believe they are. I mean,
I can't
I
disagree with
believe they
you.
are.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you at all because at large, the whole world is literally just honoring money.
Well, the thing is that the responsibility from what my my experience is that the responsibility and the tension amps up at the same rate as the money. It's almost a standard distribution curve, or a straight line appreciation, where as the money grows, so grows the responsibility to manage the money, take care of it, or do something about it. And what happens then is that your staffing requirements go up, your liability goes up, your positioning as a target go up. You require all sorts of stuff that you didn't require before. And you're not happy with your lot.
Right. Okay, but that's in this world right now. But where we're going is that everybody will be equal. We're all going to have enough. We can all enjoy time, vacations, travel, good food, be healthy, not have to worry
That's
about
that
illness.
sounds like a trip to the nudist colony.
Oh, please. It is. This is where we're going. This world that right here, this existence is so over. It's just so done. Everybody's so done with it. You're waking up realizing this is all we've got. We're not going to another planet. This is where we live. And we should all be able to live free and healthy, happy, prosperous. Why am I not doing that?
I mean, I know you explain this over and over and over again, and it's to me it's a utopia. But I still don't understand how it functions. Not so much it isn't happy, but how does it function?
Don't know. All we've ever known is this. They're just
Yes.
take, 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 take,
Which
take. Work
is
harder.
well,
They
it's all.
crack that whip. You pay your taxes, and the rich get richer, and people are just drowning.
But they provide industry. They provide business. They provide the grocery store. They provide the school system. They provide all that stuff. What if they simply don't exist? What is there then? And I guess we don't know.
Well, we don't know. I mean, right now we're moving toward, you know what? Never mind with you guys. I don't need your food. I'm going to grow my own. I'm going to jar my own food. I'm going to shop at the farmer's market. I'm going towards something healthy. What do you have in your backyard? Lemons? Okay. I'm going to trade you my whatever. And we're just going back to, we're sick of, quote unquote, them controlling us. And so we're taking back our power. But what's happening is we fed the machine for so long. I mean, left and right, we're being taxed for everything. And it's going in, going in, going in. And that machine's about to crack. We're going to hit the jackpot. It's all going to flow back to us. And everybody is going to be flooded with abundance.
Well, what makes you think that the big people that have been cracking whip all this time have anything to give? I
They've taken it
mean,
all.
they've taken it all, but so what? I mean,
Well,
they've.
okay, they've taken it all, and we know it's all made up anyway. Okay, they print money out of thin air. It's all money of account. It's all smoke and mirrors, all of it.
Yes.
Okay, it's all smoke and mirrors. So there's no debt. They're lying.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just functionality. How do you function? Now, what you're saying is, because you've got some experience in growing your own food, so yes, there are those of us who are out there who understand how a seedling comes out of the dirt and so on, and I get that, and I can grow carrots and radishes and whatever, and I can shoot wild game, but I can't build a slaughterhouse.
Why not?
I don't know how. I've worked in a slaughterhouse, but I don't know how to do it. I don't know how all this stuff is. What is the transition, I guess? Where is the transition from where we are now to free flowing abundance? What happens there?
Well, first of all, the pressure is released. Nobody's forced to do anything.
But
And that.
my question there is, I think that just seems too simple to me. If the
Well.
pressure is released, I mean, if you release the pressure on the car factory, and no Ford F-150s are built because everybody walks off the job because now they're happy. What happens when the cars start to break down?
I don't know, but we may not be using cars. There's other forms of transportation that are coming up that we don't even know about. Maybe, that'll be the equivalent of a horse and buggy. So,
Okay.
okay, but in any case, what I'm saying is that once the pressure is relieved, I mean, we just look at the nucleus of the family. Once that pressure is relieved, it's like, oh, our bills are paid, or everything is gone. It's all gone. So we can breathe, enjoy. And then we start looking at each other. It's like, oh, I feel better. And now you can, hug and kiss and massage and laugh and roll around the floor. And you've got time and you're inspired to be love. And right now we can't. We're just carrying this whole ball of weight, the pressure of, everybody's handout saying you got to pay me too, and you got to show up, and you got to pay your taxes. You got to, it's just too much. We can't be creative. That is the satanic system of suppressing God.
So if I go on a trip, it takes me about typically about 3 to 4 days to spool down
Okay.
to where I've even started the trip. I
Sure.
started the trip on Monday and I'm really in the trip by Thursday night. All right.
Yeah.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Okay, by Sunday, I am fidgety about getting out of this wonderfulness and get back to work.
Okay.
So, how do you break that pattern? I mean, it's just like you're force feeding people happiness.
I think that has to do with our value. If you're getting fidgety, it's like, are you still relevant?
Good point. The fear then becomes that you've lost your relevance if you can't control stuff.
Sure. If you're not needed anywhere, if you're not
Yeah,
being productive,
right.
you're not
That's
contributing.
the big, that's a huge driver, I think.
Yeah, but that's fear.
What?
Let
Call it what you like, but it's there, it exists.
I know, but I am going to call it fear, because once we get used to it and say, you know what, I'm not afraid anymore. It's okay for me to be irrelevant. It's okay for me not to be popular. It's okay for me not to contribute. It's okay for me to take a nap.
Is that really true? Is
Yes.
that really true?
Yes. And then when we give ourselves permission to not meet all those standards, that's when God takes over. That's when we become creative and we put our energy into things that we love. And that's when we bloom. And then you naturally want to do things. So let's just say you naturally wanted to have a farm. You naturally wanted to grow your vegetables. You naturally love to paint. Whatever it is, you're going to find yourself. And you can't hoard it all, because innately we want to give. And we don't want to charge for it. We really don't. We have to be trained how to sell and how to make
Well, I see,
money.
but I see the whole industrial revolution turning to vapor, and our life and our lifestyle as we know it, from brushing our teeth to everything, just simply doesn't exist. I mean, we become cavemen. We go back 30 million years in one swack,
I don't
and
think
we
it's going
start.
back. I really don't. I mean,
Well,
maybe
if
back.
it goes forward into another, into in some other higher order that doesn't live around here,
Right. This old guard is crumbling. That's exactly right.
that's a belief system, though. That's a belief system.
It's happening right in front of our face right now. Look around. All of these names are
I see
falling.
it. I mean, I see cracks in this situation. I don't see this. I don't see society falling. I see cracks in management policy and stuff like that. I certainly see that, and I see that may or may not be taken care of. But I don't see that as any different as any other empire that does has taken its turn and fallen by the wayside to be taken over by somebody else. I think that China is probably the best candidate right now to become the dominant world power. After we finally give up the, screw the pooch, decide we don't want to be the power anymore, I think China will be next. But I don't think that we're going to unravel. I
Why
don't think
does
we're, and I don't,
anybody have to be in power?
because I don't think history suggests there's any other way to do it.
Yeah, but why does anybody
Now,
have to be in power? If yesterday we were talking about moving, or getting rid of all the borders, we don't need borders. Well,
I
then,
agree with that. I agree
okay.
with that.
Then we don't need to be in the US and China.
Well, there's one thing about what I wish, and there's one thing about what I see. I don't see dropping the borders. I'd vote for that in a minute, but I don't see that happening because it's so goddamn disruptive. It's astoundingly disruptive. I mean, think about it. Think about what would happen if we dropped all the borders. I mean, what you're telling me is that this would become the most wonderful thing ever. And even though I agree with it, I can't imagine the pandemonium it would cause.
Well, right now, the way the world is right now, we can't do that. It's too messed up. There's too much
Yes.
crime, you know,
Yes.
and people are getting
Too much.
paid to do that crime. You know, again, we go back to money.
If you took away the money as an incentive, but the thing is, the money represents a whole bunch of stuff because that's the collateral system. So the money system itself, it's not the money, it's the system it represents.
Correct.
But if so, what do I have to buy my car with then?
Okay, wait a minute. It's the system, it's not the money itself. So we're still going to have a form of exchange.
The exchange is barter, essentially.
No, I
How
mean,
do I?
whatever it is, it's remember, it's all money of account. So, if I go in and I say, okay, I want my rolls in this color, and I sign on the dotted line, you're going to get the money from my abundant account.
But if the guy that
And
you're
that's the way it
talking
should be.
to, but if the guy you're talking to has an abundant account of his own, why does he bother with you? Why wouldn't he? He won't even. Why would he bother to open the store in the first place?
That's a good question. That is a good question. And why does he need it? Why does he need my money? That's exactly right. So we go higher and higher till it becomes obsolete. Because everybody has so much we don't care anymore.
Well, you're
So,
describing a rapture. I mean,
yes.
you're just. Oh, you just said that
Yes, that's it. And that's why, right now I'm just telling people, just hold on and look ahead, look ahead, look ahead. And even though you don't see it right now, you have to believe it and you have to act like we're already there. Your abundance is already here. The new world is
Yeah.
already here. And we have to be happy right now. And we can do that collectively, the faster that we'll all experience it together.
Okay.
And if we don't all do it together, then one of us, whoever is believing and acting in such a way, they will get there first.
You're speaking of yourself in the third person here?
Well, Yeah, so, and that's why I wrote the book. Here's your map. Yeah, funny. Funny. Ugh. It's like, no, it's too hard. No, it's not. It really isn't. What's hard is letting go. Anyway.
Okay. All right.
Anyway.
That's good.
Yeah. Are we out of time now? Oh, shoot.
Well,
We're way
we've been out of time
over.
for we've been out of time for a long time. Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
How come you're not on me like on time?
Well,
Holy
I
cow.
know.
All right. Well, we had a long, fun discussion today.
Okay.
Appreciate it. I love you.
Love you.
I'll see you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.